Welcome to the Whistleblower Report. This is Dr. Lee for America, and this is Major Gary, military officer, Seaburn trained, and a major in the U.S. Army Reserves. We want to hit some major topics today that have been happening recently and illustrate the continuing problem with transparency or the lack of it in our government. What's happening behind the scenes to the best of our ability to discern it? What are some of the newsworthy events of the last week or so? And what is the overarching problem with our government that we are not making more progress to rein in the abuses of the rogue judges, Congress's failure to act on its constitutional authority to take steps that could codify into law the DOGE government efficiency efforts, could take steps to defund some of the agencies that are out of control and operating unlawfully, in fact, engaging in heinous acts that undermine the very mission and values upon which America was founded. There's a lot to discuss today, and with Major Gary's military background for 27 years and my background in medicine, watching the corruption of medicine evolve over my career the last 45 years, it's truly staggering the degree to which our government has strayed from its constitutional mission and directives and guarantees. So, Major Gary, welcome to the show as my co-host today. And you had a lot you wanted to talk about, a lot going on up in your state of Maine, and a lot happening out here in Arizona with the border issues that we've faced for so long. So, take it away with what you wanted to lead off with today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Blake. I appreciate it. As always, I'm on here representing my own personal opinion and not the military in any way because they solely involuntarily separated me due to COVID-19 vaccine refusal. So, yes, we have some interesting topics to cover, Dr. Blake. I'm going to go over these three really quick and then we can circle back and spend some time on anyone that you want to. But lately in the news or kind of in the background is we have this VAIDS study from Poland. So vaccine-induced AIDS is what it stands for. And certainly
You know,
from
Major Gary, let me interrupt you there for just a
yeah.
moment, because there's a big misconception. When people hear the word AIDS, they automatically think the virus HIV, human immunodeficiency, virus-induced immune deficiency. And I want to clarify that for our listeners from a medical perspective up front, because it'll make this have more meaning to look at the current studies that we're going to talk about. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS, can be acquired by many causes, from many causes. We can have toxins, and Major Gary's background in chemical and biological warfare, he knows quite a lot about the toxins that can cause acquired immune deficiency syndrome. People can be on immune suppressing drugs after a transplant, and they have an acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Vaccines can induce immune deficiency because of the way that they work and interrupt the normal immune response. So, when we talk about vaccine-induced acquired immune deficiency syndrome, we are not talking about human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, specifically. We're talking about the broad category of illness, infections, toxins, and vaccines that can cause the immune system not to work properly and be immune deficient, leading to an increase in cancers, autoimmune disorders, and recurrent illness. So with that background, to clarify the terms we're using, let's look at the published study that just came out recently. So, Major Gary, what did the new Polish study find that confirmed the earlier this year study from Yale University showing the COVID shots actually caused an acquired immune deficiency syndrome?
Yeah, no, very good, Doug. Thanks for that clarification. If we would have been actually checking into and clarifying things from the get-go, we wouldn't have to worry about studies like this. So, yeah, this study raises alarm over the immune system degradation linked to repeated modified mRNA vaccinations, right? And who knows whatever ingredients are in the different lots, right? Because we still haven't narrowed that down, because who knows, any there's such variation in the different lots that that needs to be studied on its own. But this study doesn't cover that. Findings on the immune suppression. So the data indicates that there's like a 35 to 45% decrease in T cell function among certain vaccinated populations, okay? Another significant is the reduction in the CD4 and CD8 cell counts was observed within 6 to 12 months post vaccination. So Poland's health minister has acknowledged that there is a need for a further investigation. This is crazy, Dr. Vliet. How could we push an experimental thing on the whole population of planet Earth? It just blows my mind. But okay, now we need
Well,
to
it does
investigate.
mine too, but the reason it was done was the longer term depopulation agenda, and it had nothing to do with preventing COVID or with trying to make people healthier. The mRNA technology was known to disrupt the immune function and was known to have these adverse effects. In fact, in the early studies, the test animals died. People can look up the ferret studies from 20 years ago. And they went ahead with the toxic design of these products anyway. So I think it begs the question to say the Poland's health minister says it needs further investigation. No, they need to be pulled from the market, as we began speaking out about in August of 2021.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. My goodness, this is crazy that it's been like almost 4 years now, right? And they haven't been pulled anywhere that I'm aware of. And
And they're still being advertised on TV every day.
right, hopefully that's coming to an end. Gosh, I pray that's coming to an end soon. While they also acknowledge in this study that there may have been censorship, if you can imagine that, Dr. Vliet, the Western world possibly censored these things. So it's just another study out there that validates what we've been saying all along, that these things shouldn't be forced, coerced, or on the population of the world. And in fact, they should have been given real trials, and we should have looked into the real ingredients. And who knows, they probably shifted ingredients over time for the different lots. This all needs to be checked into. But nonetheless, all the Western world decided to go along with this, not knowing what they actually had. So, I guess it's vindication in a way, but it's
It
just another
is.
study among many that we have validating our concerns. And they started as concerns before the shots rolled out, I'm sure, with you, Doc Vliet. I know from my point of view, it was a concern that this could be dangerous, so we need to watch it closely. And I always like to say this, Dr. Vliet. We had a signaling system, and I didn't know it in December of 2020. But when I saw the first vaccine injury, which came from my commander in early January of 2021, we fielded the shot first because we were considered response or emergency response. So my commander got it first week of January 2021, became very sick. So you know what I did, Dr. Vliet? I said, there must be something that tracks this. And this is where I discovered the VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System.
Yes.
And then I start, you know, as the weeks mounted up, you know, I didn't have a clue what it was until I started to watch it. And I was like, this is crazy as
Yeah,
it started to mount up.
the
And
adverse events were skyrocketing right from the beginning. And we call this out and called for a Stop the Shot campaign in August of 2021. So for the last 4 years, I have been alerting people to the risk of these experimental shots and the medical dangers of them. But it was a tsunami of advertising and promotion and coercion and deception and lies. Talk about the people of the lie, those who deceive others and destroy the spirit of life. It was staggering the degree to which our public health agencies and officials lied to the public about these shots. So you're right, the Polish study implicates and substantiates all that we've been saying for 4 years about the damage to the human immune system, the damage to health, the increase in infectious illnesses, autoimmune disorders, and cancers in people who get the shots and continue having the boosters. And it's really important that if you've gotten the shot, that you get the proper test, which we outlined in our vaccine injury treatment guide on truthforhealth.org website, and stop getting the boosters that just add to more immune suppression. So thank you for bringing that up and getting that out there to alert people to the new studies that validate all of the warnings we've been giving for 4 years.
Yeah, it's just so many of them. And then, kind of on that same chain of thought, the next topic is the Sixth Circuit reversal. And this is based on a case of the actual PCR testing, the big swab that you had to stick up to the back of your brain. So initially, the district court had ruled against the lady's religious exemption packet case that she brought forward. And then this is a reversal by the Sixth Circuit favoring for her religious exemption. And again, she based it off that her body, like I did, this was one of the justifications I did, based it off that her body is God's temple and that she's not going to put a known carcinogen in it, which the ethylene oxide on the swabs. And so, anyway, the district court dismissed it originally, saying that was a secular concern as opposed to a religious concern. But when the circuit court went through and verified, you know, went through all the documents that she provided and stuff, her belief in Christ was through everything. And so that led to the reversal, which is another big win for the First Amendment and religious exemptions and religious beliefs. And I guess it's a lot of humble pie that has to be eaten by all these government agencies and levels, whether it's state, local, or federal, trampling on our First Amendment rights. So anyway, some things that have come out of this, the court ruled that the mandates imposed on business violated the 14th Amendment, which is due process clause. The implications for the civil liberties, the ruling may open the door for challenges to federal overreach and crisis management, which is very good. Legal analysts predict at least three similar cases may follow based on this decision. So this decision will actually open up other cases, which will almost like the floodgates opening up for you know, religious beliefs, which is great. Reactions from experts. A law professor cited in emails claims this could be cited in a Supreme Court petition within the next year. So that will be awesome. So again, those who stood on their religious beliefs, here is more vindication coming forward, Which, Dr. Lee, I had mentioned this in the fraudulent 15-6 investigation I was put under by the Maine Army National Guard. I said, if I told the chain of command at this point, I was like, if you continue to come after me and actually fire me, there's going to be many lawsuits down the road that are coming.
That's
And
right.
it
And
was a
we're seeing
warning.
more and more of them.
Yep. So, it's vindication for us that have been persecuted or we're trying to help and spare people from all these things. But now, with all this new information and new judgments, it opens the doors for others of us to continue to find our righteous justice.
Exactly right. And I hope that our listeners will be encouraged by the fact that more and more court rulings are coming forward finally after 5 long years of oppression and tyranny and deception and lies by hospitals and by businesses and by public health agencies and the military to show the enormity of the civil rights violations that have taken place. And people are getting some large financial settlements in the course of all of this. So I think that's all encouraging. It takes a long time to work through the legal system, but I am very encouraged by some of these recent findings. And that also goes to the toxicity of the chemtrails and bioweapons that have been unleashed on us over many years by our government, and particularly the CIA behind a lot of it, as we're seeing in the release of the JFK assassination files. And what's interesting about the JFK assassination files being declassified and released unredacted is that finally, we may not be seeing a whole lot of new information about the JFK assassination, but we are seeing a treasure trove of dirty tricks by the CIA, which has been shaping and intervening in governments around the world since the 1950s. It's staggering to see the degree that the CIA has actually far exceeded its charter to gather intelligence and has been intervening politically, both on the home front, which they are not chartered to do, and overseas, and interfering with legitimate elected officials in multiple countries. It's truly shocking. And that may be one of the biggest benefits of the JFK assassination files being released, is show uncovering and making transparent for the American people the enormity of the CIA rogue, illegal, dirty tricks over many decades. And one of those is the chemtrails and bioweapons poisoning the environment and the air that we breathe. So, talk a little bit more about some of the declassified documents that you've seen.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Lee. I think important to my background is obviously the admission that the government uses chemical and biological weapons, or else why would I have had a job, right? And then why, like, what always used to drive me nuts is why, especially for chemical weapons, why was the symptom so specific? And there was always key symptoms that, differentiated specific chemical weapons. And eventually in my career I finally came to the understanding that, oh, they know because they've tested. Right?
Yes.
You eventually come to the full meaning of what that is, right? Oh, because there's tests. And how many tests? And then you go down that trail of, oh, interesting. And then this one document that has come out that essentially has admitted spreading aerosolized pathogens, right, and trying to attack Cuba and kill their crops or their people. This is a pretty big admission, a pretty big document that has been found. And I would like to say, on the JFK side of things, Dr. Vliet, I look at Roger Stone as being like the subject matter expert of that time frame and of the JFK files. And he's adamant that not all files, especially the ones we need to relate to the assassination on JFK are not released. Those are still in other places. However, with this treasure trove of documents, we are finding gems like these secret biological weapons programs and chemical weapons, cloud seeding. Okay, so the chemtrails are totally validated by these old documents and stuff. So this is outstanding information for other purposes. That's why this disclosure is such a big deal. And right now, Dr. Vliet, I've been reading, as you know, a couple of summers ago, I got Lyme disease, and I got it like in a strong acute version of it, which, I jumped on it quickly and got the doxycycline treatment. And it seemed to take most of the symptoms away. So I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily chronic, but I'm watching for it. And I've been studying deep into Lyme disease and where it came from. I don't know
And
if you.
that was actually a developed as a biological weapon at Plum Island, as I've have come to learn from some of the documents I've looked at, and ended up seeding the whole Northeast and now mid-Atlantic states as well.
Yeah, no, that's the conclusion I've come to. Just to kind of put out two good sources of information is right now I just finished the book called Bitten by Chris Newby. It came out in 2019. It's about Lyme disease, and then a r book related to that is Lab 257. I think that came out in the early 2000s. When you put these two books together, you get exactly what you said, Dr. Vliet. And I can go into more detail on some of that on the other side if you like.
I think that's a good idea, and the importance of talking about this ties in very much with all that we've seen under COVID as well. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back after the break with more on the Whistleblower Report. Check out our website, www.truthforhealth.org, and go to the Truth for Health store for high quality professional exclusive formulas in our nutraceutical products that will help you stay healthy and avoid some of the cost and side effects with the big pharma medications. Staying healthy is your best defense against over medication with big pharma. We'll be right back after the break.
We live in a world full of disinformation, lies, and deceit, often from those institutions and individuals that we used to rely on and trust. In the chaos that surrounds us on a daily basis, it's difficult to find a place for truthful information and helpful guidance. Where can we turn for honest answers, critical solutions, and information that empowers us to be the person that God intended? The Truth for Health Foundation. The Truth for Health Foundation works every day to fight for your basic human rights. We have a track record of providing life-saving emergency actions that can improve your health and empower you with the tools to be safe, happy, and free to live your life. With over 100,000 supporters around the world, we are a critical voice of truth in today's world. We invite you to join our community of financial supporters so that we can continue to be your trusted partner for health, for life, for resilience. Join us today by giving now.
This message is from the Truth for Health Foundation. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Sigloff, a family medicine physician and a major in the U.S. Army. The following are only my opinions. Service members are being coerced to participate in medical experimentation, with over 7,500 service members being discharged for refusing to participate, many of them losing their retirement and medical benefits. There are allegations that the DoD is committing medical fraud, violating the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and violating constitutional rights of service members. Strong men and women stand ready to defend so that you can sleep peacefully through the night. Now we must stand watch over the military so they can sleep peacefully through the night. Please get involved to help protect the military. This message brought to you by the Truth for Health Foundation. For more information, please visit truthforhealth.org. That's truthforhealth.org. That's truthforhealth.org.
This is Dr. Lee for America with Major Mike Gary, continuing today's whistleblower report, talking about the government's programs in bioweapons and chemical warfare, and what we're learning from the JFK assassination file disclosures that show these efforts by the U.S. government, this testing, the aerosolized release of pathogens and toxic chemicals into the atmosphere going back to the 50s and 60s, and suggesting significant atmospheric modification going back 60 years, 65 years. It's truly staggering. Major Gary, other thoughts to continue what you were saying about the weaponization of Lyme disease and the fact that the government was involved in at Plum Island Research Center making that a bioweapon.
Yeah, I do. Thank you. Yeah, it's interesting when you go back to that time frame, late 60s, early 70s, which is the time that I think it was in 72 that President Richard Nixon moved to ban biological weapons. Okay. And then that set forth a work of laws to end offensive biological weapons and led to the Biological Weapons Convention and stuff like that. So anyway, it's incredibly interesting the botched response from the CDC and the health organizations run by the government at that time. So it begs the question, why? How could this be? How could they not see specific outbreaks of rickettsia versus the Lyme spirochete? You know, these were very pinpointed locations at certain time frames, like I said, from late 60s, early 70s. So in a way, from a government response perspective, like investigating this, there was like definite pinpointed locations with time frames for the specific disease outbreaks. In a way, it's very simple, right? However, when you're dealing with states, you can understand why the states might not work together without some type of cohesion at a higher level. So I find that part of it incredibly interesting because to me, it looks intentional. And when you bring back to the center point of Plum Island, it makes total sense. What an interesting little side bit about Plum Island is a good friend of mine at one time, his uncle was actually the chief engineer that's mentioned in the book, Lab 257. So if you go in there, you'll find this guy. His name is, I forget his first name, but something Wigan, but he's the chief engineer. And he tried calling out at like a whistleblower several times to the lead scientist and the safety officer there that the filter systems weren't sufficient. There was actually gaping holes in them and stuff. So obviously, this leads to Dr. Francis Boyle, who's deceased now, his point that these BSL-3s and BSL-4s, they are leaky. They leak all over the place. Human nature doesn't do what they're supposed to do, checking things and changing filter systems, stuff like that. So it was during the 60s and 70s with Plum Island. So it makes total sense that there could be lab leaks. However, I tend to think that we have to look at this a little more closely, because how do we know specific symptoms are the key symptoms for specific infections? You know, and we know through the Kennedy files and other files, other transparency that's been given to us, that the United States government has tested on the American population and service members, Seventh-day Adventists, the conscientious objectors of the Vietnam War were used in this manner quite a bit. So were they given informed consent about these things? Well, we know the Tuskegee experiments, the black, the older black men that were not, that were used in that experiment, they weren't given informed consent. And when you look at, you know, those experiments with syphilis, with the Tuskegee projects, it, one could easily make an argument that the spirochete was genetically modified in those experiments and eventually made its way to Plum Island and then became the Lyme spirochete. So this, you know, this is a hypothesis that needs to be checked into. And I don't think our government has done that. So, in, you know, with Lyme disease, there was quite a cover up for the chronic part of it for a long time. And I just want to say from my specific background, Dr. Vliet, if I was a bad guy and I, and my choice would be biological weapons over chemical or nuclear, because the incubation periods, I can essentially set this thing down or spread it, disperse it, whatever, walk away. And it could be days, weeks, you know, a long time before it's recognized. That's why bioweapons is such a great weapon. It takes a while for it to incubate into somebody's system. And then what if you mix a bunch of bioweapons together? And, you know, ticks, mosquitoes, these are all perfect vectors to do that. And when you look at the Northeast in that time frame, you see that going on. So is Lyme really a one disease, or is it a complex of diseases? I know if I'm making biological weapons and I want to make a population sick, I would definitely mix the vectors or the microbes that make multiple infections. That's what I would do if I was a bad guy. So thank you, Dr. Vliet, for expressing that to let me express that to the American people.
That's critically important, Major Gary, and I'm grateful for your Seaburn background. Chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear warfare is what Seaburn stands for our listeners that may not know that acronym. And one of the things that we're seeing right now is the biological warfare that Bill Gates is funding with genetically modified mosquitoes. And Maui, the people of Maui are working hard to try and prevent the release of these genetically modified mosquitoes. And Bill Gates gave University of Wisconsin $65 million to research further genetic modification of mosquitoes to release them into the wild. And here you have yet another vector that can cause disease in humans. It's staggering that this is allowed to continue. Now, RFK Jr. has promised to investigate the chemtrails and to find ways to halt these programs. It's not happened yet. There are 11 states that are enacting legislation or in the process of enacting legislation to stop the chemical spraying over their skies. But we've got to have a broader effort to stop this poisoning of the American people, but also the plants, the animals, all the insects. All life is being disrupted and poisoned by these genetic engineering and biological engineering weapon systems that rogue forces in the government are developing.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like, this is truly Frankenstein, right? Genesis 6 type stuff, but Franken microbes, Franken shots. I mean, this stuff needs to come to an end. That's why there was such a big movement to the MAHA movement, Make America Healthy Again. And there's more and more people jumping on that bandwagon and all it means. This is why it was like the missing piece to the MAGA movement, Make America Great Again, is this group of people that want total transparency in everything that we're doing when it comes to health, you know, starting with food and then all, you know, medical products and the experiments that are live in the air with all the geoengineering known as chemtrail, which more and more people, Dr. Vliet, see this every day now that it's been
Yes.
pointed out. I mean, there was a bill put in here in Maine just now, so we're attempting to do something about it. I'm hearing this from other states. So this is an incredible trend towards, making this country whole and healthy again. You know, it's just, it's sad to see that it's such a difficult fight to get the government behind it. Now, one thing I'd like to explain for the American people, Dr. Lee, if you'd let me, is the way I see it right now with our government and why it's so incredibly important for the American people to participate. Yeah, your vote was like a big step, but we need further participation in the Republic. The way I see things right now is, you know, President Trump's in there and he's only got about half his cabinet verified by the Senate or confirmed and in place. So this is slow. It feels like it's intentionally slow, which is what I believe. And so we've only established a beachhead into the government to actually do things like fix our food supply, fix our medicine supply and stuff like that. It's only a beachhead. There has to be a continued effort to get people with the same mindset in there that actually want to make Americans healthy again. For example, that's one of the biggest things that I'm most passionate about is the health side of the country, physical health, and which leads to spiritual health. But that's why it's important, Dr. Vliet, for people like that were purged out of the military, purged out of the FBI and all the other entities during the Biden administration, which it did go on. There was a purging of particularly Christians, conservatives out for various reasons. You know, it's important for us to actually get back and take our foothold back into our old spots. For me, it's actually the military. But Dr. Vliet, I'm running into, as you know, resistance to follow President Trump's executive order to reinstate those who were solely involuntarily separated because of the COVID-19 vaccine. This is what's going on right now. So it's happening all across the government.
Well, and we're seeing this judiciary totally out of control with these liberal Obama and Biden and Bill Clinton appointed federal district judges issuing these unconstitutional nationwide injunctions, stopping the executive branch of government from carrying out the agenda the American people voted for. And what is not ever brought out in the media stories, they're all looking at it like these judges, they're presenting it as if these judges are heroes. No, they're not. They actually are usurping the rule of law and the co-equal branches of government, the separation of powers under the U.S. Constitution. And the public needs to understand that the only court specified in the Constitution was the Supreme Court. These district courts operate under the authority created by Congress. Congress can remove their authority, can remove the judges that are acting beyond the scope of what Congress granted them, and Congress can uphold the Constitution and the separation of powers to allow the executive branch to work. But you don't hear anyone talking about that. And the judges are acting as activists legislating from the branch, from the bench. They are actually usurping Congress's legislative authority, and they're usurping the executive authority to oversee the financial integrity of the agencies under the executive branch. It is truly appalling that this is being allowed to continue. And quite frankly, I fault Congress just as much as I fault the liberal judges that are legislating from the bench, that are acting on their personal political views to overturn the will of the people And the president is the only office in our government that is elected by people across the entire country. All other elections take place at the state and local level. Senators are elected by states. Representatives are elected by states. The president is the only officer, president and vice president together, head of the executive branch, are the only elected officials elected by all the people. And the will of the people is being overturned by one judge with his political ideas that are not only against what President Trump was elected by the overwhelming majority of the American people to do, but his orders are unlawful to begin with. To bring back illegal aliens to the United States is violating the immigration laws and the constitutional requirement to establish boundaries for the United States of America and enforce them. So I'm equally frustrated that Congress is not acting within their power to rein in these federal judges that are operating lawlessly.
Yeah, totally, Doc Fleet. So this is something the American people need to be engaged in. If Congress is not going to do its due diligence and keep these lower courts in check, then some things that Americans can do is, you know, you can petition your representatives to look into impeachment of some of these judges at whichever court level is allowed. But then another thing, Dr. Vliet, which you know something about this, is, you know, judges, their background is they are lawyers, and there can be ethics complaints placed against them, which can be incredibly painful. Now, you should place these complaints based off real things. For example, blackmail, coercion, sex with clients, and stuff like that. But these are ways the American people can actually, if you find these things, you should hold these judges, lawyers, and whoever else along those lines accountable for these things. I think it's, I can't remember, is it district attorney Letitia James? I think that was her position from New York, Dr. Vliet. She's found to have committed mortgage fraud. Her and her father are listed as husband and wife on several mortgages now. So anyway, this is an example of what we can do as Americans. So don't sit on the couch or the bench, per se, and feel like you're powerless. Go find where you have power and execute it. You know, I'm finding great power in FOIAing, Freedom of Information Act, the United States military right now. I've submitted several across all the different offices, and I've first found that my security clearance is clear. That's one answer that I've gotten back from a FOIA request so far, and I have a lot of answers that are due in. So these are things that we can do as patriots, holding our government and elected officials accountable.
Well, and I think more of us need to do that. And just as a reminder, an ethics complaint can be something based upon a conflict of interest. For example, several of the judges that engaged in lawfare with President Trump had major financial conflicts of interest. That is an ethics complaint when they have a conflict of interest with a case and do not recuse themselves. So I do want people to understand that we the people are going to have to get very involved in pushing this battle forward. This is a long ground war. As Major Gary said, if you use the analogy of storming the beaches of Normandy in World War II, all that did, as heroic as that was, what it did was establish a beachhead, a place to land and to stage up from, to carry on the battle. It was a long war ahead to overturn the tyranny of the Nazis and free Europe from the Nazi invasion and the Nazi control. That's what we have to do now. We have to be engaged in the long battle to restore our constitutional republic and stop calling America a democracy. We are not a democracy. We never have been. Our founders warned about the dangers of democracy, which is tyranny of the majority, as we have lived under during the Biden administration. So let's work together to restore our constitutional republic. President Trump and his team are just a few individuals who have established a beachhead, but the long war ahead to restore our republic and our freedoms and efficiency, transparency, and integrity in government comes from all of us being part of the ground troops to help the battle move forward. We need to advocate through our elected officials, through Freedom of Information Act request, through local action. And as General Flynn has said for a number of years now, all local action ultimately has a national impact. So what Major Gary and I would say to all of you, be whistleblowers in your community, be active and engaged in your community, and network with others who are, and let's continue to work together to support our new administration, pray for their safety and protection, and be involved to speak out against tyranny, oppression, lies, deception, and loss of our constitutional rights. This is Dr. Lee for America with the Whistleblower Report with Major Mike Gary, my co-host. Join us again for another Whistleblower Report and check out our archives of our Faith Over Fear seminars and our Whistleblower Report and all of our Get Healthy information. Welcome to Little Pharma with our store of natural medicines from God above, FDA approved, to your health and resilience, and improve it. Take control, take charge. And we are here to help you with all of our health and resilience resources. God bless you all. Get involved, get loud, and let's make America healthy and safe and prosperous again.